Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
How are we this early Friday morning?
I am very good. Really
morning
good.
Person?
Sometimes. It depends. Today I am.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said that. Are you normally a late riser or do you normally go to bed at a particular time? Do you have a Horlicks before bed?
I love Horlicks.
Got a dog to cozy up to?
I've got a couple of dogs actually, and they love like sneaking in the bed actually in the morning. It depends. It depends on what I'm doing, if I've had a late night or not. But I do like to try and get up as early as possible.
Now, Danny really wants a dog.
I really, really, really want a dog.
Get one.
Did you know that today is National Bring Your Dog to Work Day?
And you would if you could, but you can't.
But I can't, so unfortunately
why not?
I won't.
Well, should I got one?
And I'm not allowed one.
Oh, that's why, clearly. I'm like, why not? You're like,
no,
I don't have
I'm
one.
Not allowed one. I don't think it's fair because I work like quite early and quite long, and it would mean that wouldn't be fair to leave the dog in the house.
To keep them,
And Simon won't let me actually bring a dog to work, so I can't really join in this little national holiday.
You can't. Maybe next year. What are your two? What breeds are they?
My two are, they're like cross with German Shorthaired Pointer, a Chihuahua and Basenji.
Nobody wants a smelly dog in the bed though, do they?
they're quite clean. I do groom them quite a lot. I do groom them quite a lot.
This isn't going to happen. Not that I share my bed with Danny or anything. But,
not at all. That would just be weird.
Anyway, thanks for coming on this morning. We know a few things about the recent Leona. We know, for instance, that you've got a new record deal. We know that you've turned your back on Sony, or maybe that's a bit rude to say you've turned your back on them. How did that all happen? Because you've been quoted as saying that you had to save your career by leaving. What did you mean by that?
I didn't actually say that, but everything always kind of gets misquoted. But I was with Sony for about four albums, and it was time to either renew my contract or go to a new label. And I decided that going to a new label would be better because I wanted a bit of a change. You know, there's no animosity or anything. It's all good and all love. But it was just time for me to do something a bit different.
And Ireland are pretty cool, I think.
They're pretty cool. They're a good label.
And we've got the new song coming out pretty soon, Fire Under My Feet. And did you know that we chose it as our tune of the week a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, yay. Thank you.
It's done really well as well. We've had a lot of people tweeting about it, loving it.
Oh, wicked. I'm so glad.
And is it a bit of a change of direction for you?
I wouldn't say it's a change in direction, but it's definitely got a bit more of a upbeat, kind of uplifting energy in respects to my other songs that I've done. So, it's exciting and it's a good one to perform as well.
Now, we like it. We love it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have chose it. Because you can probably imagine we get bombarded with so much stuff and a lot of it's rubbish. And then yours rose to the top. It really did.
Thank you. Yes.
And we're still playing it now after such a great kind of thrust to get it out there.
Ah, brilliant. Thank
you. So nice one. The album's coming out soon as well, and known for a bit of a power ballad. Is the album that's coming out in a couple of months, is that everything, or is it all going to be like Fire Under My Feet?
Well, it's definitely got a couple of big moments on there, like power ballad moments. I wrote a song, Diane Warren actually wrote one of the songs on there. And big ballad.
Now, she did all of Celine Dion stuff Meatloaf and that Aerosmith song.
So she's wicked, yeah. So she wrote a song on there for me, which is incredible. So, there's a lot of different things on there. So I think there's something for everyone.
Are there any collaborations on this album?
No, I decided to just do the album with one person, pretty much, who is Toby Gadd. And it's just me.
Sounds good enough. Who needs anybody else? Because you are, aren't you? You are the most successful British solo female artist of all time.
Whoa, that's crazy.
So you're too good for this show, really. Let's face it.
Why are you talking to us?
No.
20 million units sold over let me see, how many years has it been? It was 2006. Do the maths for me.
No, it's like 9 years.
Thanks. Yes. So it's such a short amount of time since winning X Factor, and you've been such a global star, and a new kind of career and a new door opens with Ireland. So we wish you all the best with it.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we'd love to see you on tour. Any plans?
There's like a few festivals happening this year, and then hopefully next year I'll be able to go get out there and get on the road and start touring.
And are you allowed to use your old stuff?
Oh, yeah, I'll be using different material from my first album.
Keep bleeding,
that will definitely be one of them. Love the singing there.
Thank you.
Very impressed.
Thank you. Often people join in, but I can understand. That's no problem. Shall we get the new song on then?
Yes, please. I would love that.
And we'd love it if you'd introduce yourself.
I'm Leona Lewis, and this is my new song, Fire Under My Feet, with Simon and Danny on Sun FM.